أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين كفروا لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا وأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون مثل ما ينفقون في هذه الحياة الدنيا كمثل ريح فيها صر فيها صر أصابت حرث قوم ظلموا أنفسهم فأهلكت وما ظلمهم الله ولكن أنفسهم يظلمون صدق الله العظيم. Today inshallah we discuss verses 116 and 117 of Surah Al-Imran. In the previous verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the Ahli Kitab, Laysu Sawa'a, they are not the same. They are those that had brought Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they appreciated the verses of Allah, reciting them at night. And there were those that hastened towards good, commanded the good, forbid the bad. And then Allah ta'ala said, وَمَا يَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَيْ يُكْفَرُوا, that whatever they had done of good, it was not unappreciated, but it was acknowledged by Allah Ta'ala, and obviously then they were rewarded by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Here Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about those who disbelieve, and Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, certainly those who disbelieve, لَن تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا, neither their wealth nor their children would avail them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the slightest bit. In other words, neither would their wealth nor their children assist them in warding off the azab and the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Similar verse was verse number 10 of this very same surah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed the very same theme, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with regards to a disbeliever, whatever assets he has, all of it is cut off from him. It will not be of any avail to him insofar as the akhirat is concerned. In this world, it may seem that the wealth is a form of great leisure, luxury for him. His children may be a great form of comfort for him. However, he may also feel then that all of it will be of avail to him insofar as the day of Qiyamah is concerned, insofar as warding off the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned, but that will not be the case. It will never be able to be of any assistance whatsoever. Wa ulaika ashabun nar. Thereafter Allah ta'ala says that they are the people of the fire of Jahannam, whom fiha khalidun, they will remain forever and ever. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the most general sense, whether it was the people of the Ahli Kitab that had brought Iman in the previous Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam, but then they rejected the Nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereby committing kufr in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whether it was the polytheist, those that committed shirk, ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The verse is in its most general sense. In the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example with regards to their wealth, that even if that wealth of theirs was spent in some good deed, like some humanitarian cause, that a person that in a state of kufr may spend it, even that wealth in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insofar as akhirat is concerned, will be of no avail whatsoever. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives an example. The example is of that person who is a tyrant, a wicked person, that grows some crops, he has some land that he irrigates, agricultures, and then the crops begin to grow, and as it grows and he has great hope that now he is going to harvest that crop and there is going to be great profitability from that crops and he will be able to eat from it and from the profits of it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a wind in which there is cold. Cold would mean some kind of snow or some frost, and that destroys totally all of that crops. The anticipation of prophets, the anticipation of eating from the crops now has all died off, and that person then will have absolutely nothing. That is the example that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives with regards to the wealth that a person in a state of disbelief, if he spends, even if he spends in something that was good, it may have been a very good humanitarian cause, it may have been in the cause of some orphans, it may have been in the cause of some impoverished people, it may have been in the cause of some public works like the digging of some wells and all of it. Insofar as akhirat is concerned, he does not believe in the hereafter, he does not have any faith in the hereafter, so then how would it be possible that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will then grant him his remuneration in the hereafter? That is not possible. But then again, we find verses in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala does not let the ajr, the reward of those who do good, go to waste. So hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will in some way, Allah Ta'ala will give him his reward in this material world. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants to show that there will be never any avail of his wealth in the hereafter. Then again, ulama have expressed that many of these disbelievers, like we found in the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and thereafter, had spent their wealth against the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, trying to destroy this deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then how much more cursed would that wealth and that spending be for them in this material world and obviously in the hereafter. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, مَثَلُ مَا يُنْفِقُونَ فِي هَذِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The example of whatever they spend in the life of this material world, كَمَثَلِ رِيحٍ, is like the example of a wind, فِيهَا صِدٌ, in it is a cold wind in which there is snow, أَصَابَتْ حَرْثَ قَوْمٍ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فَأَهْلَكَتْ, which then approaches the crops of a community that has wronged themselves, فَأَهْلَكَتْهُ, then it destroys that crops. وَمَا ظَلَمَهُمُ اللَّهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not wronged them, وَلَكِنْ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ, but they have wronged themselves. In other words, the wrong that they have done to themselves is that they have not brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they have not brought iman in the hereafter, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not then recompense them in the hereafter. And this is the difference between a believer and a non-believer. And that is that we bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we bring iman in the hereafter. And for us is a very, very great lesson that whatever we do, our hope should always be that Allah Ta'ala remunerate us, Allah Ta'ala recompense us in the hereafter, and for that would be to sow the seed of ikhlas and sincerity, do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world with ikhlas, sincerity, and then hope for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.